This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Hi, this is Bob Lentz, manager of Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Ford Motor Company has an exclusive offer for Illinois Farm Bureau members. Get a $500 bonus cash savings off a vehicle MSRP towards the purchase or lease of any eligible Ford or Lincoln vehicle. Certain eligibility restrictions apply. See your Ford Lincoln dealer for complete details and qualifications. Join Montgomery County Farm Bureau today for this and other great benefits.
If you're looking for commitment, flexibility, competitive interest rates, and on-the-farm service, then try Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 95 years, generations of farmers have been turning to Farm Credit for all their farm financing and crop insurance needs. As a farmer-owned and directed cooperative, Farm Credit is there to meet the needs of today's farm families. Whether it's a farm real estate loan, operating line of credit, machinery refinance, or one of our many crop insurance options, Farm Credit has the products farmers want with the service you deserve. Products and services delivered by professionals who know agriculture. It's our only business. Farm Credit brings a higher level of experience and expertise to farm lending, providing better financial solutions for your farm business. Call Farm Credit Services of Illinois today at 800-444-FARM. Remember, 800-444-FARM. Whether in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie offers vaccines, and the best part, no appointment or prescription is needed. If you or a loved one are on Medicare, influenza and pneumonia vaccines will be billed at no cost to you. Michelle's Pharmacy also offers other adult vaccinations like Zostavax for shingles. Protect yourself today. Get your vaccination at Michelle's Pharmacy in Carlinville and Gillespie. Call Carlinville 854-4022 or Gillespie at 839-9901. Michelle's Pharmacy, where delivery to your home or office is always free.
First of all, in our farm news today, the DTN general opening call later this morning. Expect corn to open 1 to 2 higher, beans 6 to 8 higher, wheat 3 to 4 cents higher. The overnight crude oil market 16 cents lower at 102.95. Brent crude 56 cents lower at 118.15. The June gold contract $5.30 higher at $1,637.90. The U.S. dollar index 0.055 lower at 79.365. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, May wheat closed at 625. That was up 9 1/4. July wheat closed at 632.5, up 9.5. September wheat closed at 648.25, up 9.5. May corn on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 622.5, up a dime. July corn closed at 612.5, up 9.5. September corn closed at 554.75, up 9.75. May soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 1437.25, down 9.5. July beans closed at 1441, down 8.5. August beans closed at 1426.5, down 11. May soybean meal yesterday closed at $3.99.80, down 62. July meal closed at $4.03.40, down 65. August meal closed at $3.98.40, down 63. May soybean oil yesterday closed at $55.09, down 74. July oil closed at $55.49, down 79. August oil closed at $55.68, down 78. May oats on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 326, up 3.75. July oats closed at 326.75, up 2.5. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. The Illinois Country Grain Prices ended mixed on Monday afternoon, with corn and wheat higher and soybeans lower. Export interest and export sales supported corn futures. Today, the USDA announced the sale of 120,000 tons of U.S. corn to an unknown destination. And the USDA's weekly crop progress report reported Illinois farmers have now completed 59% of the state's corn planting, compared to 41% last week and only 10% last year. In Central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 10 to 11 cents stronger at 616 to 632. All soybean bids were down 8 to 10 cents at 1413 to 1426. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 10 cents at 624 to 645. Soybeans fell 8 to 10 cents at 1423 to 1445. And the wheat bids up 7 to 10 at 610 to 625. In the St. Louis area, country elevators and mills reported corn bids 10 to 14 cents stronger, ranging from 622 to 632. Soybeans fell by 8 to 10 cents at 1426 to 1428, and wheat prices increased 7 to 9 cents at 619 to 628. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 8 to 10 cents stronger at 632 to 638. Soybeans fell 7 to 11 cents at 1440 to 1446, and new crop wheat prices up 9 to 10 cents at 618 to 631. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 10 to 11 cents higher at 649 to 650. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 6 to 7 cents with quotations at 1460 to 1462. Soft red or winter wheat up 9 cents on Monday, ranging from 647 to 648, and the Milo up a dime at 602 to 603. That is our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, May hogs closed at 88.02, up 52. June hogs closed at 87.80, up 40. July hogs closed at 88.15, up 20. April cattle on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at 119.80, down 75. June cattle closed at 114.57, down 87. August cattle closed at 118.60, down a quarter. April feeder cattle on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at 149.42, down 70. May feeders closed at 150.85, down 105. August feeders closed at 154.22, down $1.10. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
This is the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Market News Service with a closing livestock report. On the Eastern Corn Belt, daily direct hog report, barrels and gilts on carcass basis ended 32 cents higher with a base price range of $76 to $80.50, a weighted average of $79.55. The Illinois direct barrel and gilt market was steady at $53 to $56 on a live basis a day. Receipts in Illinois, 12,201 head. The Illinois direct slaughterhouse rate is steady with sows under 400 pounds, 43 to 47, 4 to 500 pounds, 44 to 49, over 500 pounds, 47 to $50. The USDA National Carlisle Pork Report has trading slow with light to moderate demand on offerings. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 68 cents lower at 77.41. The estimated daily hog slaughter under federal inspection on Monday was 413,000. A week ago, 413,000. A year ago, 273,000. The estimated daily hog slaughter or cattle slaughter under federal inspection today was 120,000. A week ago, we had 109,000. A year ago, 93,000. In the afternoon, national slaughter cattle review on Monday, trading was mostly inactive on light demand in all the major feeding regions. The last market test was late last week, where in the Western Corn Belt, live sales traded from 124 to 125, with dress sales from 198 to 200. The USDA estimated box beef cutout values were firm on light to moderate demand and offerings. Choice carcasses were up 56 cents at 188.57, while select was up 60 at 184.99. We had 107 fab loads today and 30 trim loads. This is Ken McFarland reporting for the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, April Class 3 milk closed at $15.73, down 4. For May, $14.79, down 36. And for June, $14.15, down 50. April butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, $145.5, unchanged. For May, $141.5, unchanged. And for June, $143.75, unchanged. Non-fat dry milk on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for April, 124 unchanged. For May, 122 and three quarter unchanged. And for June, 121 and three quarter unchanged. Spot prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday for butter, 141 and a quarter unchanged. For block cheese, 152 and a quarter down a half. For barrel cheese, 147, and that was up one. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for April, 630. For May, 621. Corn delivered to Scottville for April, 622. And for May, 613. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for April, 1425. For May, 1428. Wheat delivered to Scottville for April, 607. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. The pre-opening price is once again corn at Greenfield, 630, corn at Scottville, 622, beans at Scottville or Greenfield, 1425, and wheat at Scottville, 607. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday, brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color Radar shows no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of Color Radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
Carlinville Truck Equipment is the one name you need to know for truck and trailer repair. Plus, they have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. For help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, see Carlinville Truck Equipment. You can count on Norm Craze and his staff for fast, dependable service. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 1900 North University, Carlinville. Call 854-6706.
What is farming smart? It means choosing seed that fits your operation's goals. Select hybrids and varieties of FS High Soy brand soybeans that are part of a comprehensive cropping plan. That's FS Seed and FS Green Plan Solutions from M&M Service Company. That's farming smart. And farming smart always begins with FS Seed. Talk to M&M Service Company today to learn how FS High Soy brand soybeans and FS Green Plan Solutions can maximize every one of your acres. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Partly cloudy skies across mid-Illinois for your Tuesday, the high about 70 with light southwest winds. Tonight, partly cloudy, low temperatures in the low 50s. Tomorrow, Wednesday, becoming cloudy and warmer, the high about 80. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, cloudy and cooler with a day-to-day chance of showers. Low temperatures in the upper 40s, highs in the upper 60s. Right now at the Weather Center, we have west winds at 5 miles per hour. The barometric pressure steady. Partly cloudy skies, 47 degrees on this Tuesday morning. This check of the weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show is yours next.
The Cardinals fly by day on WSMI AM 1540. Listen to every St. Louis Cardinals daytime broadcast on AM 1540 WSMI, brought to you by Cruise Enterprise in Girard, Burton, and Auburn. Sloan Implement, your John Deere dealer in Carlinville. Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value. And by Rob Pryor at American Family Insurance in Carlinville.
Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. First of all, in our farm news, here's the weekly crop report from the National Agricultural Statistics Service. We join Brad Schwab.
Statewide temperatures averaged slightly above normal at 53.2 degrees, and rainfall accumulations came in at 76 one-hundredths of an inch, which was 18 one-hundredths below normal for the seven-day period ending April 22nd. There were just under 4 days suitable for field work, and topsoil moisture supplies held steady at 3% very short, 25% short, 61% adequate, and 11% surplus. Subsoil moisture below the 6-inch profile was rated at 64% adequate or surplus. That was unchanged from last week. The wettest crop reporting district was the southeastern district, where topsoil moisture supplies were rated 64% adequate and 36% surplus. The crop reporting district leading the state in rainfall accumulation was the southwestern at 1.09 inches. Corn planting advanced by another 18 percentage points to a record 59% complete. This compared to 10% planted last year and 17% for the five-year average. Corn emergence now stands at 21%, and this compares to 1% last year and for the five-year averages. The crop reporting district leading the state in corn progress was the West Southwestern at 80% planted and 56% emerged. Soybean planting made minimal progress last week and now stands at 5% complete. However, this is still ahead of the five-year average of 1%. Oat seeding reached 97% complete compared to 70% last year and 65% for the five-year average. Heading of the soft red winter weed crop was reported at 55%, well ahead of the 1% five-year average. 7% of the weed heads were reported filled. Condition of the winter weed crop was rated 1% poor, 15% fair, 56% good, and 28% excellent. Red clover, pastures, and alfalfa were all rated in mostly good condition. And the first cutting of alfalfa was just getting underway at 9% complete, compared to 1% last year and for the five-year averages. This has been Brad Schwab with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
On Monday, we talked to Chuck Spencer, the legislative director for GrowMark. The Senate Agriculture Committee will soon vote on their version of the Ag Bill, and Chuck explains what it might mean for producers.
Well, yeah, the Senate has went forward and released their draft of the Farm Bill, and I think that's something that they've built upon when they had the agreement back in November. I think we're seeing the Senate continue its pace, leading the two committees, and the House, of course, has finished up its field hearings and released a number of these here for the remainder of what's left of this month and then early May. So we're seeing the two committees work very earnestly to try to shape a farm bill and then hopefully pass it here this year before it expires.
Now, will it, once the Senate passes their version, forgive me for not really knowing the legislative process like I should, once the Senate passes their version, does it go back to the House and they will vote on that piece of legislation, or does it have to one be reconciled with the other?
Well, you've outlined the two options, actually, Randy, and that's the way it works, is the Senate's version will be passed to the House. I think a lot of people are anticipating the House will mark up their version, and then they'll have what they call as a conference committee. And that's when appointees from each of the committees get together and then hammer out a final deal.
Okay, and what's in this the Senate bill that's different from the House bill as we sit here today?
Well, I think, first of all, the Senate bill has released their draft. The House is still working on their basic format and outline. I think some of the things that we do know, though, that will be very similar in both pieces in the end, is that it's very likely for us to see the direct payments be phased out or eliminated within both versions. We know that most producers want some type of risk management program, and that's what the big discussion and actually the negotiations with interest groups have been moving forward, is how are they going to put forward a risk management program, either based in crop insurance that satisfies all regions of the country. And that's where we're going to see a lot of the negotiation, is how we're going to deal with risk management from the Midwest to the South to the West.
Okay, and that's been a big part of the negotiations and this entire process since the outset, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And I think you're going to see some real challenges, too, because of the budget. We know that we're in for a reduction in total expenditure dollars. The conservation is going to be impacted. Some of the programs we've known will probably be phased down from their past levels. Certainly, from what I understand, the early draft in the Senate for the Conservation Reserve Program takes us from around 32 million acres now down to about 25 million acres in 2017.
And that was Chuck Spencer of GrowMark. We continue our farmer checks on WSMI. We talked Monday morning to Kevin Neiman of the Litchfield area, and he went over the progress he's made since we talked about 2 weeks ago.
Well, finished up corn, I think it was April the 13th. Got that done, and now rain started pretty soon after that, so haven't really been doing much for the last couple weeks.
Is that the earliest you've ever had corn in the ground altogether?
Yeah, pretty much earliest that we've ever been finished, honestly. So it was was a wonderful spring up to that point. So, I mean, like I said, it's cooled off now, and slowed us down a little bit, but that's okay.
How did your crop look so far?
Well, most of that corn we planted that week after Easter, most of it hasn't emerged. The cool weather's kind of slowed it down, so we're kind of waiting for it to emerge.
Okay. Finishing up on that date, April the 13th, a Friday, didn't bother you, did it?
I hope not. You know, Friday the 13th, that's a lucky day, right?
So. I guess for some. Hey, you mentioned earlier when we talked that you've got about 100 acres of wheat, I believe, give or take. How does that look?
So far it looks good. I've heard a little case over around Shipman area that the guy had said, thought maybe the freeze might have hurt his wheat quite a bit. But, I mean, as far as I can tell, I mean, the wheat looks pretty good. Some of it's starting to head, so should be an early wheat harvest.
And that was Kevin Neiman of the Litchfield area, continuing our farmer checks on WSMI Radio. Illinois corn made news last week as a blast of cold air threatened it and other early crops in the state. Todd Gleason has more on how the April weather has started the month cold and dry.
The warmest March on record turned cold and ugly with the calendar as April arrived. Temperatures the first full week of the month were normal, and that means overnight lows dropped below freezing, says Illinois State climatologist Jim Angel.
Temperatures frequently dipped into the 20s and low 30s in central and northern Illinois. With everything running about 3 to 4 weeks ahead of schedule, there was some damage reported to corn, winter wheat, fruit crops, and home gardens. The southern third of the state escaped the freezing temperature for the most part.
Well, those freezing temperatures came with few to no April showers to speak of the first half of the month either, and that set the stage, says Angel, for really dry field conditions.
The days with lots of sunshine, strong winds, and unusually low humidity levels really dried out the top few inches of soil. However, subsoil moisture is largely untouched.
Rainfall is expected this week across much of the state, although the climatologist says the precip will come with lower air temperatures once again, but not as cold as last week. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
Our guest on the AM Live program Monday morning was Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council. We talked about nutrition and how it's important as more outdoor activities are becoming the norm.
Anytime we have warm weather out there, it always draws me outside, and I want to be able to do more, whether it's riding bike or walking or just getting out and maybe doing a little bit of gardening. But it is important to remember the basics of nutrition and making sure that we're eating healthy foods that include things like dairy, fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, as well as lean meats. And it is important to kind of eat and with activity in mind.
And that includes, as you mentioned, those foods you talked about. Now, does it matter what you eat depending upon the activity you want to do?
Well, for some elite athletes, it may. But basically it comes down to the foods that we eat have carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. And all of those micronutrients are important for keeping us healthy. And we know that physical activity is really important for adults and children. It really helps us maintain a healthy weight and also good health just in general. And depending where nutrition really does come in is depending on our activity level. The calorie needs for an individual who is really active may be higher than for a person that is a little bit less active. So that means for us that are really out there busy and really getting a lot of physical activity, we may need a few extra calories.
And that was Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council, yesterday's guest on the AM Live program. The Lincolnwood FFA chapter will have a plant sale. It will be held at Lincolnwood High School in Raymond on Friday, May 4th from 3:30 until 5:30, and on Saturday, May 5th from 8 until 1 o'clock. Once again, the DTN general opening call later this morning. Expect corn to open 1 to 2 higher, beans 6 to 8 higher, wheat 3 to 4 higher. The overnight crude oil market 16 cents lower at 102.95. Brent crude 56 cents lower at 118.15. The June gold contract $5.30 higher at $1,637.90. The U.S. dollar index 0.055 lower at 79.365. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI, WSMI FM 106, beginning with the opening commodity markets this morning at 9:32 from Sorrell's Farm Supply in Raymond. Part 2 of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro.